Our Lessons and Carols Christmas Candlelight Service. We know that many here are visitors and guests with us, and we want to especially welcome you to First EPC, and we are happy you're here. We just pray that this time of reflection, singing, worship would be a blessing to you and would be a blessing to us all as we lift up our Lord on this very special night. Let us pray as we begin. Heavenly Father, we love you. And we thank you for allowing us together in your house to worship you. Lord, we thank you for the sound of young people, of children. We thank you for just the beautiful music, Lord, that comes to us through the brass and through the organ, through the piano. And Lord, as we sing and we add our voices to that, Lord, it be a carol like the angels sang on those hills around Bethlehem years and years ago. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here this day. Thank you for being with us, caring for us. We need you, Lord, during this Christmas season especially. It can be trying. So pour out your grace upon us. Wrap your arms around us. Reach us again as you did so many years ago, as a child in a manger, loving on us, not so pretty human beings, not such a pretty world. Loving on us so much, Lord, that you came not just to live among us, but to die for us. Oh God, we rejoice in your grace and love because it is so much bigger than anything we could ever know. Thank you for the gift, your gift of Christmas. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The offering we receive this evening goes to the benefit of the Roanoke Chamber Brass. So let us receive now our offering. First lesson this evening, God's promise of a future Messiah from Genesis 3, 8 through 15. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and all the beasts of the field. And on your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
Oh, God.
seated, please. From Isaiah 9, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has a light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice, with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Let's remain standing and sing 214. I just thought you couldn't sing that hymn without standing. Luke 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Using the insert, let's just remain seated as we sing the first Noel. Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus took place this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not, until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke 2, 1 through 18. In those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that has been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Matthew 2, 1 through 11. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them the time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Let's sing hymn number 213. Just remain seated. What child is this?
Child is this, who lives.
John 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him. Yet the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him. But to all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. O come to us, abide in us, our Lord Emmanuel. It's true. The baby in the manger, the one who walked and cried and lived among us, who was ridiculed and killed, died on that cross, was raised by God from the curse of death, seated on the throne at the right side of the Father. It's true. He's coming again. Born in humility, returning in glory. We've been talking about it all of Advent. And God's Word has been talking about it for nearly 3,000 years. The consummate redemption of God's people. That grand plan which came to earth 2,000 some years ago in Judea, and soul by soul has progressed through the years. When will it be complete? Tonight? Tomorrow? When will our Messiah bring an end to history? In the beginning of the rest of eternity? As we celebrate this Christmas, you know, we are all one Christmas closer to that divine appointment. One Christmas closer to looking at the splendor of our Lord in all of His glory. One Christmas closer, believe it or not, to what will be the most awesome, wonderful, amazing moment in our life. In the meantime, before we can live in the splendor of the second coming, let us make sure we live in the splendor of the first. Let us absorb ourselves in the love and grace of God, in that He sent His only Son to us all. Let us find in that act the unction to give grace and love ourselves. Let us understand in the life of that baby become a man, the meaning of sacrifice and forgiveness. Let us gladly accept His invitation to follow me and become a disciple of Jesus Christ. The reason of Christmas is because God has come to the door of your and my life and knocked. And we have either opened the door or He's still knocking and waiting. The reason of Christmas is to save us from the tyranny of a world gone mad, for sure. From sin that knows no limits. From living eternally without God. The reason of Christmas sings of hope and peace and joy and love and the perfect presence of our Savior and Lord. Oh, it was a holy night. You see, Christmas, from God's perspective, is all about you and me. All about His bringing His people into His kingdom. All about our children, our grandchildren, our husbands, wives, friends. All about preparing us for the beginning of the rest of eternity. The angel said it best in Matthew. You shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. God is special as He has come to us on this night so many years ago and every year since, as we reflect that baby in a manger become a man. That baby in a manger coming to redeem you and me. We who sometimes don't even think we need redemption. Who think we have it all together. Oh, it is my prayer that God would minister that grace to us, that He would shine in us so bright that we would not be able but to recognize His glory and bow our knee, or as we just sang, fall on our knee to the only God. God Almighty, come to your life and to mine. Let us pray a moment. Heavenly Father, we love You and thank You for Your grace. We thank You, Lord, for the great hymns of faith that we can sing and celebrate, Lord, on a night like this. We thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your mercy. And now, Lord, as we gather ourselves together and we light candles of hope, help us, Lord, to remember why we're here and what You want for us to do, how You want us to live, how You want us to share Your glory and Your light with the world that is around us. Lord, we love You. Pour out Your grace upon us, upon our families, on all we do, as we celebrate Your birth, we celebrate Your coming, and Your coming again on this night. Minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The gift of Jesus is a gift of light. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. On this night, we remember that Jesus was that true light of the world, and no amount of darkness can ever extinguish His flame. He calls all who believe in His name to carry His light into this world, our world, to proclaim His glory until He comes again. Jesus said, we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand for all the world to see. It gives light to all the house. Let your light so shine before men, he said, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Please. Thank you for allowing us to be in this place this night, to worship you, to celebrate your birth, to reflect and remember. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have friends and family with us. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to light a candle, a little flicker of light in a world that is very dark. And help us, Lord, take this symbolism of your light with us as we leave. To be a reminder that we are indeed your light in this world. We give you praise, we give you the glory for all you are and do among us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.
Thank you.